Wildfires are pouring smoke into the valleys of southern Oregon, making hazardous air that's nearly unbreathable. Even healthy people may experience chest pain, burning eyes, or a phlegmy cough if they spend too much time outdoors. It's even worse for people who already have breathing problems. Kimberly Rupert Coyote lives in the Rogue Valley. She says the smoke is keeping her family inside.
I have a 16-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son, and they both have asthma, and they both have the bark going on.
Health officials advise wearing dust masks that filter tiny smoke particles. This makes for an almost apocalyptic scene. A dark gray sky, ash everywhere, and people's faces covered by masks. The safest bet is staying indoors, but that's not an option for everyone. Bobby Plumley was toughing it out in a park in Medford Tuesday afternoon.
I live right here. You're in my home. Outdoors is my house right now.
Hawthorne Park was dotted with other people like Plumley who don't have homes to protect themselves from the unhealthy or hazardous air, and none of them were wearing special masks that can filter smoke. Plumley says the people inside local businesses have been more sympathetic to him than usual.
People have been very helpful though, at the stores and stuff. They give me ice.
He hopes the smoke lets up soon, but so far, it's not looking good. Meteorologists predict at least a few more days of choked air as long as the wildfires rage on. April Ehrlich, JPR News.